Lastly, we will hear from Jessica Bowen, the Community Engagement Coordinator at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, interviewed by Hannah Nemeth. Troy Savings Bank Music Hall is a not-for-profit performing arts center located here in Troy. Hi, Jessica, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure, Hannah. Thanks so much, firstly, for taking the time to carve out in the schedule this interview with me. My name is Jessica Bowen. I am the Community Engagement Coordinator at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. And what I primarily do in my role is work to bring diversified education programs to students in the Troy area and throughout the Capital Region, as well as work to engage our community in the arts programming that we provide at the hall.
Yeah, thanks for coming. The first question we'd like to ask you is, what is your organization's main message and how has that message impacted your community?
That's a really great question. So one of the main missions of our organization is to provide an avenue for the expression of the arts in our community through varied programming and performances with artists from all around the world. So of course, one of our main goals is to bring a diversified audience base into the hall to be exposed to all different kinds of music. So that's number one. And then number two is to work to engage our community and to break down the barriers that we see in the arts world. So engaging everyone in our community on some aspect to bring arts into their lives.
Yeah, that's really amazing. So have you faced any big challenges while trying to achieve these goals that you were talking about?
Well, absolutely. And I suppose that can be sort of broken down into two aspects, of course. There's pre-pandemic and then pandemic times, which is a totally different ballgame, right? So one of the main troubles that we face is having folks not really see the music hall as a place where they might fit in or be welcome, especially in the Troy community specifically. There can sometimes be a divide between what the interpretation is and what we do versus who can be there. And of course, we've tried to emphasize that, you know, what we do is for everyone and everyone in the community. And we've tried to find ways to expand what we do so that everybody will feel welcome and will break down those barriers. A few of those things include not only having performers come in from all disciplines, but also providing access to everybody so that there are no financial barriers, there are no transportation or geological barriers that might exist for people to have access to really world stage artists and art opportunities, musical opportunities. We've done that with the community at large and also in our education programs to provide workshops, master classes and ongoing classes and clubs with local schools that might not have the avenues to do so in their own budgeting. So we've been able to work really closely with those schools to bring those opportunities to students who might not otherwise have the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, that's great. It's really nice to see that you're breaking down these barriers that might have been present in the past. So you talked about how the community has been affected due to the pandemic. So what has your organization been doing to help besides?
I'm sorry,
did it cut out?
It did a little bit at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. So how has the community been affected due to the pandemic, and what has the organization done to aid them?
Gotcha. Yeah, the pandemic has been difficult for everybody. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. So making the transition, especially on an education level with our programs, has been almost a complete overhaul of what our programs have done. In the past, we'd have students come into the hall to work with artists or to see an educational performance, or we'd have our program partners or artists in the area go out to the schools for our outreach programs. And of course, all of that can't happen anymore. And we want to be as safe as we can. So we've moved all of those things to a virtual platform. So some of the things we've been able to do is those programs that were in person, we've worked with schools to be able to provide those virtually and work with schools to make sure that students are still getting access to these great activities in the arts, even when we have to be apart. So we've been able to develop these virtual programs and bring them to students. So some of those include performances. We have a wonderful, wonderful wind quintet in residency this year called Quintocracy. And we are working on bringing a virtual education series of performances this spring with them. And we've been able to work with other organizations and artists in the area to bring workshops and classes to students in drumming, in dance, all from Zoom or Google Meet. So our artists have been wonderfully flexible in designing these programs, and the schools and students have been so receptive to that as well. One of the things we've also had to do, of course, in our presenting side is to move everything to a live stream format. So one of the great things about that is, if you can say that, is that we've been able to work really closely with a lot of local artists and feature them as a part of our live stream performances. Our most recent upcoming one is going to be The Wheel, which is a local rock band, and they're going to be performing at the end of February. So we'll have an exciting opportunity to feature them at the end of the month. And we just finished up a live stream performance with that wind quintet that I mentioned. And those are all happening at the hall or safely from the musicians' homes. We always try to maintain or ensure to maintain social distancing and to make that work while still hopefully providing some entertainment for folks who are at home right now.
Yeah, that's great. It seems like you've been able to adjust to the pandemic really nicely. And would you say that you've had any unique opportunities arise? I know that you mentioned that there's a lot of local artists, but have you been able to work more nationwide or even internationally?
Yeah, we've definitely been able to work to expand the breadth of what we do. One of the main things that's unique about the hall is a lot of artists will come to record in the hall. It's something that we've done in the past, especially with the Albany Symphony. We'll do a lot of their recordings at the hall. But in this time, since artists aren't performing quite as much, we've been able to have a lot of artists come in from all around the country to record in our space. So while that's something that we didn't quite foresee being such a strong part of what we do, it's something that's really become a unique benefit to our pandemic situation is having those artists come in and record for their upcoming albums and whatnot and musical works at the hall. So that's been really, really neat. We've also been able to, of course, present our live streams to everybody that might come across the link to do so. So our performances aren't, you know, just based on whether or not you're close to the music hall anymore, but rather, you know, as long as you can get on the internet, then you can view our performances. So we've been able to see, you know, a few sputterings of folks chiming in from all over the world and the country, which is really great.
Yeah, that's great to see that you're expanding both your audience as well as the people that come in and present. I was also wondering if you've been having any, or how your funding and donations have been affected during COVID.
Yeah, well, that's definitely been a unique situation, as most of all of this has been during the pandemic. So our audience base and our donations have been so generous. The community has really just been so generous and understanding throughout this time. We've seen so many donations, so many supportive messages, so many folks in the community who are willing and so kind as to support us during this time, and who are super excited to see what we're continuing to do and looking forward to when we can safely open our doors again. So we're super grateful for how the community has been so supportive through this time, even though what we're doing right now doesn't look like what we've done for 145 years. And that's really what's kept us alive during this time, is the really amazing and loving support we've seen from the community.
Yeah, it's really interesting how the music hall has changed for the better, I guess you could say. So is there anything that you'd like to talk about that I haven't asked you yet?
Yeah, well, I could really talk for days about all the stuff that we do. Yeah, I mean, our education programs are something that, you know, we really value and work to include as a primary part of what we do. And that's what I spend most of my time doing. And, you know, we've just had a lot of exciting opportunities, even through this pandemic, that have really taught us a lot and given us many avenues for expanding what we do. So just really excited to be able to share a little bit of that with you guys here.
No, thank you. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but thank you for stopping by.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. Again, it was great to speak with you.